Hi, Margaret.
Hi. I have a question about floaters. I know there's something you recommend, and I need to write it down.
Well, maybe you can't remember because I can't remember the trade name, but I can certainly remember the constituents that are in it. And it's carried at Thomaglitic Dispensary, the health food stores, your local compounding pharmacy. And you could just ask them for, where's that product with these three things in it? It's got choline, C-H-O-L-I-N-E. That's the major ingredient. Then it has something called inositol, I-N-O-S-I-T-O-L. Inositol, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it has something called, besides choline and inositol, it's got methionine, something called methionine. All right, now that was actually researched. I was just carrying on about research in the earlier phase here. That was actually researched over two decades ago, and it was not found to totally eliminate floaters from the eyes, but what it was found to do is to decrease them significantly. Now, we add to that Atomoclinic, we add to that the one other thing, which I also don't remember a trade name for, but I can certainly tell you what it is. It's something called bilberry. Bilberry, as you probably know, is European blueberry. And that was reported after the Second World War, no kidding, to improve the vision in the Royal Air Force fighters, who said they could see better when they were up there battling with the German Air Force if they took this bilberry stuff. And, of course, that was just supposed to be a legend until the war was over and somebody researched it, and, oh, my goodness, it certainly does improve vision. And one of the ways it does that is by strengthening the blood vessels. It's a blood vessel strengthener. And who knows where those floaters are coming from? Some of them look like red blood cells, people tell me. So I usually have to ask people to use a combination, not necessarily at the same time, but the same day anyway, of the choline inositol methionine product. It tells you right on the capsule, on the bottle, take a couple a day. And the bilberry, and the same thing there. And there are two or three brands of bilberry. Now, people do that, and I'd say occasionally somebody says, gee, I haven't had a floater in years. And what I hear more often is, just like the research said, oh, I got significantly less of them anyway. So we're doing something our bodies need with those two things, the combination and then the bilberry separately.
Is there anything a person can do for the retina?
To do what, ma'am?
Well, my husband has a retina that's, there's a bend in it or a fold in it, and he has to have it checked every 6 months. And that can be a problem from what I understand. So I'm wondering if there's anything that can be done naturally for the retina.
That I haven't got a lot of information on. I do know we can help in over 70% of macular degeneration cases, which occurs in the retina, of course, to improve things there. Get the progression stopped for sure in over 70%. And in most of those cases, the vision is actually improved significantly. My dad's went from 20/80 to 20/30, for example, with glasses. But insofar as bends and folds, I really don't know. Let's just say that we were working with that at Atoma Clinic. What we'd be asking for is a report, which, of course, is always in the individual's file anyway. So someone at that office would just have to photocopy and send it to see if we could read that and think of anything that might be done. Now, one, and it is something that I don't see anywhere any controlled research on, but one thing that we would be looking at is this therapy that dates back to the 1920s called cell rejuvenation therapy, invented by Dr. Paul Niehans, N-I-E-H-A-N-S. And what it does is it uses the entire contents of fetal animal, and let's underline animal here, cells. And just for example, there is German research showing that people who have heart failure, they're given these contents of fetal animal heart cells, and their hearts get stronger. And so when we don't know of anything else to do, but it's either a functional or a structural thing with an organ, and we're afraid that it might progress to some complication, which is why they want to check it every 6 months or so.
Okay.
Then we'll use those, and sometimes it actually does the job, ma'am. Now, I can't say that we've used it on bends in the retina, but we have used it for people with heart failure, kidney failure, and those sorts of things. And very frequently we see improvement there.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and I'm sorry I couldn't be more helpful on that last topic, but
that's fine. I thought I'd try.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Thank you for calling.